This segment ought to be pretty interesting.
This should be very interesting. As the Cowboys go down this backstretch of the season with three very important games left, we thought we'd visit with some former coaches of the Cowboys, and we say good morning, first off, to Chan Gailey.
Yeah.
Morning.
Hey, we're going to have to make this quick because I done messed my britches.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a batch of leftover possum that had turned.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I noticed it had that mother of pearl sheen on it, but I went ahead and threw it down my gullet. Oh, Lord, I got an old Derek in my britches now.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And we also say good morning to former Cowboys coach Bill Parcells. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, you guys got 4 minutes, okay?
That's all we got?
Yeah, hey, you know, it's kind of funny. I got this Miami team, okay?
Right.
At 8-5 with no talent at all.
Uh-huh.
And you guys up there, you guys are 8-5 with a lot of talent.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's funny how it's worked out, isn't it? It sure is. All right, let's also say good morning to former Cowboys special teams coach, Joe Avezzano. Good morning, Coach Joe.
Hey, good morning, here's a little fun fact for you.
Okay.
I'm about 20 pounds of mashed potatoes in my cheeks right now. That's why I talk like a head injury victim.
Oh, my gosh, Coach Joe. Don't say that about yourself. All right, let's start off with you, Chan Gailey. What's your assessment of this 2008 Cowboys team?
Well, this team ain't tough enough, that's for one thing.
Yeah.
They play like a bunch of menstruating farm girls.
Gosh, I hadn't heard him called that this year.
Yes, if I was coaching them again, I'd toughen them up.
How?
I'd make them run a country obstacle course every day.
Okay.
Run them through some tractor tires, strangle a feral hog, fight a bear to the death, and make love to a cousin in a hayloft with no air conditioning. with no water break.
That would make them tough, huh?
I'd toughen them up. These athletes today, they're too pampered.
Yeah.
When I was playing football as a boy, We was so poor, we didn't even have money for a proper football.
What'd y'all use?
We used to have to use a rock or a dead puppy or something.
Oh, my gosh, Chan. That's really disturbing.
We didn't have shoes, so we just tied corn husks to our feet and wore skunk pelts as loincloths.
That'd make you tough. All right, what do you think of this year's team, Coach Parcells?
You know, you guys in the media, you know, you always want to, you know, okay?
Okay.
Hey, look, there's a reason, okay? A reason that I decided to quit, okay?
Right.
Is this team wasn't going anywhere when I left, and they ain't going anywhere right now, okay?
Okay. All right. All right, what about you, Coach Joe? What are your thoughts on the 2008 Cowboys?
Oh, I don't know why the hell you even have me on. I'm so irrelevant to football now, but kind of a bar owner now. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yeah, we still know football, though.
I urge everyone to come on out to Coach Joe's Quiche and Carry.
Quiche and Carry?
That's a takeaway quiche store.
Okay.
But I think, if anything, these Cowboys need one thing.
What's that?
Matt Vanderbeek. Yeah, former special team star under me, under my tutelage. He really blossomed into the man who no one remembers today.
Well, I remember him. I just don't know if he would help out this team that much.
Different.
All right, Chan, will this team make the playoffs, in your opinion?
Well, I reckon they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah?
I mean, hell, I made the playoffs and I was only 8-8.
That's true, you did.
And I didn't know a damn thing about football.
Oh, you knew plenty.
I sure know how to carry a dead puppy across a raging creek.
All right, would you get off of that?
Who is this guy?
Well, he's a former Cowboys coach. All right, Bill Parcells, will the Cowboys make the playoffs?
They've got some guys, you know, Romo and Witten.
Right.
And the player, okay?
Right,
But I know, you know, I'm not going to fall for this trap, okay?
Okay.
You know, you guys, you want me to, you know, say something, okay? But I will say this. No offense to the Orientals, but the Cowboys ought to run some more jap plays, okay?
All right. You can't say that.
They do that, and they'll get into the playoffs.
All right. What about you, Coach Joe? Will the Cowboys make the playoffs?
Oh, sure they can. I mean, if I can pass myself off as a country singer, they can pass themselves off as a playoff team.
All right, sounds good.
Anyway, get my new album. It's called Marbles in My Mouth and a Song in My Heart. It's available on Keish Records.
Okay, we'll look for it.
That's the Keish stuff.
I don't know. Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Chan, good talking with you.
Yeah, so long.
All right, Coach Parcells. Hey, great to hear from you again. And Coach Joe, always a pleasure. Okay, we'll see ya. There you go. Another edition of a former Cowboys Coaches Roundtable. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310.